Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Jackie played it, and then Tammy played it, and it's one of my favorite hymns. Tell me the stories of Jesus. Tell me the stories of Jesus I love to hear, things I would ask him to tell me if he were here. Scenes by the wayside and tales of the sea, stories of Jesus, tell them to me. All the stories of Jesus' life have led up to this day, to this story, which begins with just the way church began. What we call Palm Sunday, when we share the story of Jesus' triumphal walk, ride into Jerusalem. It is a moment in his life where his followers celebrate who he is and what he is about to do, or so they thought. Throughout Jesus' life, the people around him thought they knew who he was. And they thought they knew what he was about to do. When Jesus rode into Jerusalem to the shouts of Hosanna, the words we hear from Mark are, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David." The crowds think they know what is happening. Jesus will restore Israel to God's plan. The kingdom of God will be restored. But Jesus seems uninterested in restoring the Davidic monarchy. It says he rides into Jerusalem, and after arriving in the city, he goes to the temple, the seat of power. He looks around, and then he goes out and spends the night in Bethany. But this is where the story of the palms usually ends. This is where we enter it on this day. But the truth is, we all know that the story does not end here. And the story of the palms becomes the story of the Passion. What we call Holy Week. The week where many things transpire. During Holy Week, while he's in Bethany, he goes to the home of the woman, to the home of Simon the leper, where the woman anoints him with oil. And there are people standing all around, and of course, they all think they know what he's thinking. They think they know what this is about, and so they scold her, because of course the oil could have been sold and the money used for the poor. But she knows. She knows that she has given him a gift. And Jesus tells everyone there that she is preparing his body for burial. But they do not understand. And while Jesus continues to teach his followers somewhere else, Judas Iscariot has gone to the temple authorities and he sells Jesus out. Judas thought he knew what Jesus was about. He was one of his closest friends. He was there from the very beginning. We don't really know what Judas was thinking. No one ever really tells us what was on his mind when he went to the temple authorities, but it does make us wonder. One of the things I wonder about is, did he actually figure out what Jesus was about? And the vision that Jesus had for the coming of the kingdom was not the vision that Judas had for the restoration of Israel. It is now Thursday in the week, and Jesus is having dinner with his friends. We call the Last Supper. It is a Passover meal. Did the disciples know what this night was about? Did they know what was at hand? It was their tradition, after all, to gather for the Passover, for the Seder. They were his friends, his confidants. They thought they were his protectors. Again, at least they thought so. Jesus told them at their dinner that on that very night, One of them would betray him, one of them would deny him, and that they would all fall away. I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will all be scattered. He said, no, they said, not I, no, not I, no. Peter said, even if they all fall away, I will not. But when they went out to the garden, when Jesus was at his most vulnerable, when he was asking God to take this cup from him, they all slept. And he woke them three times, and they went back to sleep. They did not understand the consequences of this night. And they thought their level of commitment was without reproach. And yet, at the most crucial time, they left him alone with his prayers and his fears, alone with his destiny, surrounded by everyone who failed him. The betrayer came and kissed him. And as he was arrested, one of the followers drew his sword and cut off the ear of a slave of the high priest. The follower thought he knew what Jesus would want him to do. He was going to defend the rabbi from the Romans. But Jesus looks at all of them and says, I came and taught you day after day in the temple, and you did not arrest me, and now you come in the night and arrest me as though I were a bandit. And what we know then is, with fear in their hearts, all the disciples who thought they knew what his life had meant deserted him and fled into the night, where Peter stood in the courtyard and denied him three times. And they left him to face the chief priests and the scribes alone. The temple authorities, who also thought they knew who this man was, blasphemy, they said. He was a danger to their way of life. So they struck him and spit on him and yelled, prophesy, prophesy. And then they handed him over to Pilate, who thought he knew what it would take to calm the crowds and get rid of this troublemaker, not really wanting to kill him, but teach a lesson, he thought, put order back in Jerusalem during all these high holy days of Passover. He says to him, are you the king of the Jews? You say so, Jesus answers. Pilate says, have you no answer? And Jesus remains silent. So Pilate goes to the crowd and says, what do you wish to do with the man you call king of the Jews? And they yell, crucify him. And Pilate says, why? What evil has he done? And they yell, crucify him, all the louder. The guards mock him, robe him in purple, and place a crown of thorns on his head, because they thought they all knew who he was. An imposter, a nobody. And after they mocked him, they took him to the place called Golgotha, the place of the skull, and they crucified him. And the inscription of the charges that were read against him said, the King of the Jews. Tell me the stories of Jesus. I love to hear. Everyone thought they knew who Jesus was. They all thought they understood what his life meant. They all thought they understood why he was there. The crowds who lined the streets shouting, Hosanna, the disciples, Judas and Peter, the temple authorities, the Romans, even Pilate, the Roman centurion who saw that this man was special, and even the women who were with him at the cross, had no way of knowing what this sacrifice would bring about. The people who followed him, the people who brought him to trial, the people who were with him in the end, all thought that they knew what he came to accomplish, but they misunderstood. In the end, only he knew what it all meant, because he had committed his whole life to this story. He could see God's vision for for the world. He knew that others didn't understand the magnitude of God's dream for the world. They could not even come close. He also knew the price of sharing it with them. And he knew how difficult it would be for them to take responsibility for that vision. And he also knew how the story could end if the others could just see what he could see. If only they could know what he knew. Do we follow along thinking we understand who Jesus is and what his life is all about? Do we make him a king when he said, "I am a servant"? Do we betray him when we don't defend what he means for our life? How many times have we run away when the conflict that he asks us to stand for, we really don't even agree with? So many times in all the years I was growing up, I heard the passion story and the pastor would say, "Who are you in the story?" And the answer, of course, is everyone. But I wondered, what if we asked a different question this time? When the story is retold, who did each of the people in the story think Jesus was? Did they understand what he was attempting to do? It's a good question because it's our question. We say, "Tell me the stories of Jesus. I love to hear." But the hardest story is this story. But God calls us in the midst of the holiest week, in the midst of the passion, to find the meaning of the stories of Jesus for our own life, because that is how Jesus becomes our guide and our teacher and our Savior. We now enter Holy Week, each of us called to know the story and to determine how the story reveals God to us so that we might have the fortitude and the courage to follow him through Jerusalem to the Last Supper, to the garden, and on to Golgotha, and all the days of our lives. It is then that his story will transform us. And that, brothers and sisters, is what we call Easter. Amen.